Welcome to Women Reconnecting, a show dedicated to helping women discover the missing link to wellness by taking listeners on a journey away from stress, fatigue, and overwhelm to a life they love. It's time to ascend from the daily stresses of life by reconnecting to your inner radiance so you can play full out and feel alive. With your host, the Reconnection Catalyst herself, Lisa Mizells.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Women Reconnecting. I'm your host, Lisa Mizells, founder of Femana, a wellness company helping women recover their health, reclaim their vibrancy, and return to a life that they love by discovering the missing link to wellness, which is a lot of what we talk about on this show. And I know you're going to love this episode of Women Reconnecting. My guest, Jane Bartholomew, is going to be talking about easy weight loss with paleo diet and Chinese body clock. Interesting. But before we start, let me just share with you a little bit about Jane's philosophy. She says, weight loss doesn't mean eating less or depriving yourself. Weight loss depends on three main things. One, reducing sugars and carbs from the diet, especially refined sugar. Instead, focus on eating more veggies, protein, and low sugar fruits. Two, eating at mealtimes per the Chinese 24-hour clock. Otherwise, the body will hold fat and not use the nutrition. And three, walking outside 15 minutes every morning before eating. I love this. And let me just tell you a little bit about Jane's background. Jane's an American author and health entrepreneur. She's authored two books, Paleo Desserts and Good Morning Paleo, and has recently appeared on The Morning Brew and KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe, spreading health awareness. After winning a battle with cancer and navigating her own journey towards ultimate health, she's been dedicated to food education. Please help me in giving a warm welcome to my guest today, Jane Bartholomew. Welcome, Jane.
Hello, Lisa. I'm so happy to be here. Hello from Santa Fe.
Yay. Well, I'm glad you're here. And am I saying your last name correctly, Bartholomew?
Well, it's pretty close. Nobody ever gets it right. But if you say Bartholomew, then you're, you know, really right on track. But don't worry about
it. Okay. Jane Bartholomew. Thank you for correcting me. I should have asked you earlier. But are you ready to jump in?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. Perfect. So let's talk about the main points of your weight control program.
Okay. Well, the weight control program that I developed is called the Paleo Meridian Diet. Now, it uses elements of the paleo diet, which we know is a proven weight loss program, but it adds the optimum daily schedule from the Chinese meridian clock, which is, of course, thousands of years old. So the main points of the paleo meridian diet are: one, eat low glycemic vegetables and protein; two, skip toxic foods, sugars, carbs, and GMO foods; three, eat plenty of fermented veggies for a happy gut. And of course, my book, which is the free gift, will show you how to make them. Yeah. Step four, fiber from chia seeds keeps you clean inside. Step five, and this is the meridian part, optimum eat-sleep schedule by the Chinese meridian clock. And step six, that gives you exact ranges of times of when to eat your three meals and when to go to bed and when to wake up. Because the Earth's magnetic field goes through a cycle that is called a yin-yang cycle. We know what yin and yang is. Well, as the sun comes up, it begins to become yang. And at noon, it's at its height. And then it begins to fall after that. So if you eat on these specific times and go to sleep about 10 p.m., your liver time, your stomach time, all of your organs are optimized, and you don't gain weight. Whereas if you skip meals or go to bed late or vary the optimum magnetic schedule according to the path of the sun, you may gain weight, and you may make it more likely that you won't feel good, you'll be tired, You will be sleep deprived or you might gain weight. And the step six is the morning meridian activation walk, which is a 15-minute walk outside, which stimulates, believe it or not, the yang wei mai meridian that goes up from the feet up to the top of the head and brings the earth energy up to vitalize your meridians and then goes straight into the brain to vitalize your brain and wake up your brain for the day so you don't even need coffee. And the light, as you walk outside, vitalizes your eyes, so it sets your biorhythms and your body clock. So if you do this later in the day, it's not a lost cause, but I'm giving the optimum times to do everything, and it's guaranteed to lose weight. It's not an easy diet, but it is 100% successful.
So that's really interesting. And what, because that's kind of what I do. And, you know, I always thought, well, I'm getting vitamin D when I go out in the morning. I'm getting that good vitamin
that,
D.
And yes, and you're doing a lot of other good things too.
Yeah, sounds like it. So what is the optimal time to wake up then?
Well, the Chinese clock is divided into 12 2-hour segments in a day. And the optimum time to wake up is between 5 and 7 a.m.
Okay.
Basically, that's it's ideal to wake up with the sun because that is when there's something special that happens at that time that fills your body with qi or vital energy.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, if you wake up, because I like getting up when it's dark still. How's that work?
Well, if you wake up between 5 and say 7 a.m., chances are it's going to be dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a pretty nice big window there.
Right.
And but if you wake up at 9, you miss it.
You miss it, right.
Doesn't mean you lose the day. It just means it wasn't quite optimal. And the trick is getting this to be a habit in your day. And to switch your habits is not always easy. But this is the optimum schedule for humans. So let me just go over what it is.
Yeah.
Wake up between 5 and 7. Mm-hmm. Walk between 7 and 8. Sometime in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eat you need the light. You need the light.
Mm-hmm.
Eat breakfast between 7 and 9.
Okay.
Eat lunch between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. So noon would be a perfect time,
mm-hmm.
and you could finish your lunch by 1 p.m., and that would be fine. Then your lunch is your main meal of the day, and then you eat a light dinner between 5 and 7 p.m. And after 7 p.m., you do not eat anymore until the following morning. Then you are actually in bed, and your head is on the pillow at 10 p.m., which allows your body to replenish and detox and recover the cells and rebuild your stem cells, which are being created constantly in your bone marrow. And so if you eat late, your body is busy digesting and it can't rest completely.
Yes.
So deep sleep hours are liver and lung time, which are clearing the brain, detoxing the lungs, and detoxing your blood, because your liver is filtering your blood constantly, and removing toxins, which we have plenty of in this modern world. And so that is the basic schedule. Then you wake up again between 5 and 7 a.m. That's the schedule.
I love that. Now, and that's my problem is the eating dinner between 5 and 7. That's the hardest part for me. But I noticed that when we do eat earlier, it makes a huge difference on how I'm able to fall asleep and sleep well.
Yes. A lot of people are talking about the benefits of something they call intermittent fasting.
Yes.
Which is a modern concept that is so close to this.
Yeah.
In fact, they say don't eat after 5 p.m. Well, that's right between, 5 and 7 p.m.
That's
and so if you don't eat For that, those 12 or 14 hours, it gives your body a chance to rebuild and
Yes.
detoxify. And that is good for everyone.
Yeah, no, that's a, yeah, I'm familiar with the intermittent fasting, and I do that at least once a week. That's my time. I get to take a bath and go to bed. So tell us a little bit about why exercise is so important, and maybe give us a tip about, if somebody's living a more sedentary type of lifestyle, talk about that if you can.
Okay, so why is exercise important? Well, of course, different types of exercise have different benefits. And many of us are familiar with, a treadmill or a bicycle and a step machine or any of the fitness machines. And those are really good because they get your blood moving. And when the blood is circulating, what is happening? The lymph is circulating, and your cells, which each cell, they appear to be connected, but actually each cell is suspended in a sea of, in a tiny little ocean of lymph. And the job of the lymph liquid is to recycle and remove the toxins from the inside of the cell and to wash them out. And your lymph nodes are located throughout your head, in especially under your arms, in your neck area, especially in the groin area, but they're all over your body. And like your blood circulates with your heartbeat, when you exercise, it's very beneficial because your heartbeat goes up, your blood is circulating faster, so it's going to the extremities. So you actually get blood flow to your tips of your fingers and your toes, and there's oxygen going. This is good. But your lymph has no heart to beat. It depends on movement. Your heartbeat doesn't move your lymph, so you actually have to move. So that's why walking is really, really good. Now, I am a proponent of walking and Qigong. Those two types of exercise. Brisk walking is aerobic, and it has these added benefits. Not only does it get the blood and the lymph moving, but it also has these extra meridian benefits that it brings the chi energy up from the earth and into the brain and clears you energetically. And it balances your entire meridian system while tuning you into the natural light from the sun, and the body clock is activated, and all these amazing things that we aren't really aware of. They're autonomic. But if we're inside under artificial light, at 7 p.m. doing our fitness routine, this is not optimum. So I am also a strong proponent of the benefits of Qigong and Tai Chi, which work by stimulating the meridians directly. And there's a type of Qigong shaking, which a lot of people are familiar with. You just stand with your feet hip distance apart and gently shake. It's actually more effective for moving lymph than a home, what do you call that, those jumping machines?
Like a trampoline.
A home trampoline. I used to have one of those, and now all I do is a few minutes of Qigong shaking. You can do between 15 and 30 minutes of Qigong shaking, will clear your body of toxins. And it turns out that studies show that the main causes, the top causes for weight gain are the slow bioaccumulation of toxins, which is called lymph stagnation. And so that's why exercise is so important. Now, if you live a sedentary lifestyle, this is trouble. And so I don't think there are any shortcuts to health. Do you?
Well, I'm just wondering, there's a lot of people that have computer jobs that sit in their car and drive or commute, and maybe get out of work when it's dark and have to get up and drive on the road when it's dark in the morning. What are some things that those people could do? Could they
Well,
shake in their car?
and I've been in that position before. Well, I'm going to talk hard and soft. The hard thing is, do you value your health? And are you willing to spend thousands of dollars every year in health costs in a decade or so just because you have this job? And in fact, I met a man recently who healed himself of Parkinson's, for example. Well, when he discovered he had Parkinson's, he wasn't broke. And so he quit his job. That's the thing to do. Find a job that's good for your body, mind, and spirit.
Yeah.
And that is the answer. Because if you have a job that you like, but is really bad for your health. I've sure heard so many people say, well, I can't quit my job because they give me health insurance. Well, great. But if you take care of your health insurance costs will go down. Yeah. And there's always ways to solve the problem. So that's the tough thing. I'm going to say if you have a job that's always bad for your health, quit. Because your health is your greatest asset.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, if you do have a job and you love it and you want to continue doing it, but you have little problems, like you have to spend an hour in the car, well, then you exercise before you get in the car.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Your blood is moving and it doesn't just slow down to a slow, to a dead pace. Get yourself one of those oxygenator things that is on your finger. They cost about $15 on Amazon, and read the oxygenation of your blood as you're driving. And as you see it go down, 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 pull over and have a little exercise just for about 10 minutes. Or a lot of people work on the computer. I do too. And it's a terrible habit that I think, well, I'm going to gut through this job and I'm going to finish this book or this chapter or whatever it is. And 3 hours later, I get up and I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't I just set my timer? I've got a timer right here by my computer. In fact, there's computer-based timers that'll go ding, ding every 20 minutes. And I get up and I do something else. And you know you have other things to do, so take a walk. Do some Qigong, do some Qigong shaking, do something wonderful, make your next meal. You can eat it whenever. There's lots of ways to schedule your time. A lot of people work at home now, which means we have a lot of freedom for our schedules. So that's my answer is take breaks. We know we have hard jobs, but take breaks. And everyone in your office will go, oh, did you see that? Lisa's going out on a walk on her lunch break. So you eat in half the time and you have this great walk and you come back all oxygenated and your productivity doubles. So those are my answers.
I love that. No, that's true. I've been dancing lately. I've been wanting to dance lately. That's been like my thing. So I turn on the YouTube music and I dance in my office, and I've been doing this Brazilian. I don't know if you've seen Brazilian, but like the samba and and they shake and it feels so good. Maybe that's why it feels so good.
Great for you. Great. Good job. I have a secret naughty kind of dance that I do that I'll share with you. I have this I used to do when I had a job that I had to work from 9 to 5 and I would come home and I'd just be dead. Mm-hmm. And I have these long socks and I have tennis balls in the ends of the socks. And I would put on the crazy music and I would feel so dead tired. And I would start opening and closing my arms, crossing them and going from front to back to music. And the ball would gently hit my body here and there, and all of a sudden I'm in rhythm, and oh my God, it would hit my acupuncture points and my legs and my belly and my shoulders and my arms, and after 10 minutes I felt fantastic. So this is, I think, any kind of movement you like, you love, is so healthy.
That's the key, is trying to find something you love to do, because then you'll do it.
Exactly. But don't forget the meridians.
Yes.
Meridians are in your body. They're waiting to be vitalized. And there are ways that are known to vitalize them in no time whatsoever. So a little bit of study of those can save you, shall I say, thousands of dollars in health costs.
Now, are those in your book, in one of your books?
Well, I have two websites. One is janeshealthykitchen.com, which is lifestyle tips and recipes, and it's very amazing. I have hundreds and hundreds of recipes and many, many lifestyle tips, but my main healing website is called fiveseasonsmedicine.com, and that is my healing practice, where I do energy healing, I do kinesiology and dietary testing called bioharmony testing, and I do Chinese meridian evaluation and activation and clearings and all kinds of things like that. There's a weekly article, and you can subscribe to fiveseasonsmedicine.com. Now, as far as the ultimate Qigong exercises for health, these are best learned in person. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to learn Qigong from a video. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I don't believe in it. So my best advice to you is find a really good teacher in your area. Look for the best teacher and find a class you love and you feel fantastic after the class, and keep it up.
Awesome. Well, we have a few minutes left, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your own journey with weight loss and how you ultimately succeeded and, you know, recovered your health.
Okay, well, I started out as the chief financial officer of Rudy's Bakery, and I did that for 10 years. And we had supposedly healthy food, but after 10 years of eating whatever I pleased, I was seriously overweight and had developed intolerance to wheat, sugar, dairy, and genetically modified foods. So then I lived in Europe, and I noticed that my intolerances went way down. And I discovered that not only was the problem the wheat, dairy, sugar, and it was the GMO foods that are primarily in the United States. So I came back. When I came back, I stopped doing GMO foods, and I lost weight immediately. And then I started doing the paleo diet and started doing Qigong, and little by little the paleo meridian diet was born. And then I started practicing all these things. I eliminated all sugar. And in my books, I describe ways to enjoy any sweet that you can imagine without weight gain or blood sugar spike using non-glycemic sweeteners such as chicory root and lo hun guo. And my recipes are all there free on my blog. And in my books, they cost a pittance, and you can download the books onto your iPad in minutes. And so I'm trying to make this information available, but that was my journey. I discovered one mistake at a time what to do. And my body is no different from anyone else's. I'm like the canary in the mine. I'm sensitive. I'm the first person to keel over when the environment is rough, so sensitive to toxins, etc. So I eliminated all pesticides. I eat 100% organic. I know it's hard, but I'm saving thousands of dollars on health costs. And anyone can do this. That's my story.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. And it's true. You know, it's easy to, I mean, it's easy for me to say grow a garden because I've got a lot of land. But I mean, if you live in the city, you could do a window garden.
You could
do a pot garden. You could have pots of plants and, you know, radishes and strawberries and lettuce, and so many things grow. And it's so much more, there's something about growing your own food and eating it.
It's really wonderful. And we are learning. We are learning slowly. But I've seen these incredible city gardens where the productivity is out of this world because they have light and they have the food in layers. And so in a very small area, like one small window area of your house, you can grow a lot of vegetables. And I haven't really looked into it, but I will now that you've mentioned it. These home gardens where you just install it, you put the dirt in, and you have a layer of tomatoes, a layer of basil, a layer of green beans, and you just have your garden.
And, you know, and there's also, when I lived in Hawaii, the land there is very scarce as well, and they have community gardens all over the place. And I know that they're doing a lot more community gardens in the cities.
Yes.
Yes, so that's available too, right?
Yes, yes. So many options. We just have to be willing to break out of our old ways and learn new ways. And this is always the hardest thing. Changing your habits is kind of a pain, but hey, it's worth it. And it's kind of fun.
Great. And then any last tips to, you know, help mitigate weight gain and overindulging?
You want me to read you the top 15 causes of weight gain?
Yes, let's do that.
In order of priority.
Okay, great.
One, and this is in my book, which is the free gift. One, the slow bioaccumulation of toxins, which is lymph stagnation. Two, processed foods. Three, GMO foods raised with Monsanto's glyphosate. Four, toxins, pesticides, and herbicides in food. Five, environmental toxins such as mercury in pans that are used to cook restaurant food, and mercury and aluminum in fillings and vaccines, that sort of thing. Number six, sugars. Number seven, refined carbohydrates. Eight, low nutrient foods. Nine, a low protein breakfast, which we know starts the sugar cycle and you just crave more as you go through the day. Stress is number 10. Number 11 is late eating after 7 p.m. 12, excess carbs for dinner. We know if you eat your carbs early in the day, they get digested. But if you eat them late in the day, they stick to your belly. Number 3, emotional eating. Number 14, sedentary lifestyle. And number 15 is a lack of sleep.
Yes.
That's it. Those are the top 15 causes of weight gain.
That's great. That's perfect. And those are in your book there that you're going to give away. And so
the free book is called Six Steps to Lose Weight with the Amazing Paleo Meridian Diet. And it describes all of the steps. You can do it by yourself. It's $29.99 value. And pretty soon it's going to be my web program that people can sign up for. But right now it will be the free gift for this show.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jane, for your wisdom and for enlightening us on some different ways to think about weight loss.